In 2017, Jose Escobar arrived at the Houston Immigration Office for a routine appointment. As a teenager, he had lost his legal status because of an error in paperwork, and so for years had been checking in regularly with authorities. But in the early days of the Trump administration, it became a priority to deport every immigrant who was in the country illegally. That day, Jose Escobar was handcuffed, taken to another city, and days later put on a plane to El Salvador, a country he had not seen since he was 13. He left behind his American wife, Rose, and two children, Carmen and Walter, now 4 and 9 years old. We heard about his story through the Houston Chronicle's immigration reporter, Loemi Creel. And this week, more than 2 years later, Escobar finally touched down at Houston's airport, visa in hand. I started by asking what it was like to be reunited with his children.
When my kids finally saw me walking into the house, she was so happy. She wouldn't let me go nowhere. She wouldn't let me pull her down. I was always carrying her everywhere. It was an amazing feeling for her, for Walter and my wife as well.
This separation, can you walk us through how it happened? How did it get to this point?
It was crazy. All this could have been solved. It was just a misunderstanding. But from that misunderstanding, you know, with the immigration right now, there's no second chances whether you get it right the first time or you get it wrong. So that's what happened with me.
Basically, the rules were changed in a sense. You should have been able to check in or would have previously been able to check in and continue on living here with your wife and your children. But when you had to go back, when you found yourself back in El Salvador, how much of a shock was it for you?
Imagine that when they put me on the plane, one of the guards come into my bunk and they said, Escobar, get your stuff ready. You're going home, right? So, you know, I thought, oh, you know, great, I'm going home. When I got deported from Laredo. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm going back to Houston, you know? But that was like around 3:45, almost 4 o'clock in the morning. 30 minutes later, they just rushed me into the airport and then just flew me out. I didn't even get a chance to call my wife, any family member, or anyone to at least have someone to go pick me up at the airport. And what the scary part was, I was only with, $17 or $18 in my pocket. So with those $17, I was able to, you know, make a phone call from El Salvador back to Houston. So can Rose find someone to come pick me up at the airport?
Boy. And of course, going home, this was not your home anymore. But what, your aunt, your great aunt picked you up? I mean, you did have one family member there?
Yes. One of my aunts that I think last time I saw her, I was like 5 or 6 years old. She was the one who kind of made her way to the airport halfway to go pick me up.
And how different was living there with your aunt? I mean, could you work? Did you have hope that you would get back to the United States?
Well, I never lost hope because I knew my wife was doing everything or her. I mean, she did a lot. I just asked God, you know, just give me patience because I know I'm going to come home because there were some dates that I got so desperate because, I mean, after 18 years going back to a country that I left when I was teen, it's different. All the people that I used to grew up with, they're all gone or they're moved out. Some of them are in prison. That changed, you know, because they see you different and they know that you're different. They know that you not belong there. So that is a really dangerous situation because they could easily confuse me if I'm a gang member. So that's why when I was in El Salvador, I was basically literally in the house the whole time. I didn't go out nowhere.
2.5 years.
2.5 years. That is correct, yeah.
So how do you begin to live your life again?
Like my son Walter said it, we're closing the chapter and now we're opening up a new one. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to start a new one with new memories to make. Like before, I wasn't able to go outside Texas. Like now, I can take my family wherever I want to go. If I wanted to go on the weekend, just I'll tell my wife, you know, pack stuff, and then we just go out. I don't have to tell ICE where I'm going. It's a lot that I want to do at once, but it's impossible for me. But I'm gonna do little by little, trying to catch up and make new memories, make my wife and my kids happy, and forget the chapter that happened to us.
Jose Escobar, who's returned to his home in Texas after being deported to El Salvador over 2.5 years ago. Thank you very much.
No, thank you for having me.
And one more thing. After that interview, I asked Jose Escobar about his job prospects. He said he had had multiple offers from employers for jobs he had had to leave before he was deported, and he'll pick the one that's best for his family.